year 2020 has been a test run for what is yet to come. The public all over the world is being prepared for something catastrophic and monumental. Mark my words, we haven't seen anything yet. We are living within the age of deception, but also within the age of unveiling. And my goodness, the veil has been ripped away to lay bare before you all that has heretofore remained in the shadows. Nothing is hidden anymore, and the year 2020, the entrance into the technocratic era, has revealed quite a lot. For one thing, it has revealed how many cowards and fools are in residence in the Earth game. The minions that willingly serve the consortium, the global cult, have come before you to spell it out in plain language, and still, so many cannot or will not get past their perceptual illusions of how they thought the world was, based on years of indoctrination, psychological warfare, and social engineering, and instead huddle within the darkness of their cognitive fortresses, scared to death of the manufactured scamdemic. The real outbreak will come when the foolish masses begin getting vaccinated, for you see, the DNA-altering immunization is the real bioweapon. It's already begun, and many have suffered adverse reactions as a result of receiving this untested technology directly into their bloodstreams. The mRNA vaccines contain nanotech carriers and are designed to rewire the DNA. This has been admitted, but the gullible and naive Walking Dead pay no mind and simply react as they are expected to.
I vaccinated Santa Claus.
The manufactured fear has shifted into high gear as the propaganda machine, the mainstream media, reports what it is told to. Beginning in England and now in many areas all over the world, the media talking heads, the prostitutes, are injecting more fear and saying that the alleged virus has mutated. How could a virus that has not been proven to exist mutate? The explanation is simple. We are being scammed in this global hoax of monumental proportions. Where the consortium wants to take this is into a dystopian insane asylum, and people need to wake up to this agenda and start resisting. Now, the criminal medical tyrants are saying that even the vaccinated will have to continue wearing face diapers, distancing, and following all the other draconian Orwellian mandates because none of this has anything to do with a pandemic and everything to do with control and enslavement. For those that still cannot get a grasp on this, I don't know that there is much hope for them at this point. People's unwillingness and stubborn refusal to see things as they are imprisons the mind and spirit. The refusal to let go of perceptual illusions, which have become the very identity for so many, causes psychological and emotional breakdown when the extent of the deception presents itself to the conscious mind. The mind rejects the truth that it could have been lied to and manipulated so monumentally, so it breaks down, trying desperately to hold on to the cognitive illusions that have become its very reality. It cannot let go of the lies, and therefore the mind shatters. Just take a look all around you. This collective breakdown is staring us in the face. Regardless of who gets installed into the CEO office of the presidency, the other side is going to be extremely pissed off.
Come on, man!
The tensions are rising in that regard as well, and I feel that we are going to see a lot of unrest very soon. The blatant election fraud that was perpetrated in November 2020 was deliberately made obvious to demoralize and to stir the pot and divide the people. They intend to build their high-tech AI surveillance system upon the ashes of your country. Human beings are being genetically altered with vaccines that contain nanotechnology, which I believe is designed to interact with the 5G systems. How will this affect people's health? I suppose we'll find out soon. The number of politicians that have ignored their own mandates has been astonishing. They gather in large groups without face coverings because they know there is no pandemic and they are mocking you. They also know that the average person will merely accept what they are told and obey accordingly. Although we are in a dire situation, it appears that the elites have overplayed their hand. In their arrogance, they have revealed themselves and their twisted agenda. They are panicking, it seems, and they appear to be scrambling to set their great reset into motion. I think that ultimately they will fail, but they are not going to go quietly or willingly. I first read a profound book called Handbook for the New Paradigm about 21 years ago. It's not a Bible to me, but it does contain quite a few gems. From it we read, Fortunately, not all the audience is fooled. They watch you and wonder why you do not see the process the magician uses. The fact is they wonder why you are now at a stage where you only perceive his spotlighted action and do not even see the magician. You are so mesmerized that indeed the supporting motions to the actions are no longer even hidden. They proceed all around him on the stage and still you see none of them. How is this possible? By hypnotizing the conscious mind. Most people are not very willing to look at information that challenges their perceptions. Again, those cognitive fortresses become the stronghold of their very identity, and to accept the perceptions as false is a fate worse than death for most. I do believe in the ability of humanity to persevere, and I think that it's necessary to focus now on ways to transcend the planned scenario. Again, from the handbook we read, as each of you comes to understand this is the pivotal time in which to complete a spiritual journey involving multiple trips through the earthly experience, it will become obvious there is not a moment to be wasted in the final hours of this episode. If you are to accomplish this goal and end this chapter of the history of planetary experience, those who have chosen to mock the Creator's plan must not write it. This is a time in which you cannot leave this change in the hands of others. It is too great a responsibility to be left to a few. You must make your contribution in order to be assured that it shall be accomplished and that you shall be included in the multitude that makes this a reality. To accomplish this, first you must open your eyes and see what is happening all around you. You must then come to the unpleasant understanding that you have allowed this to occur because overwhelming methodology of deception influenced you and you resisted becoming involved through taking any personal responsibility in changing it. Careful remembering of past intuitive feelings brings you to the truth. You are now and have been aware that something sinister is present. In all honesty, you lacked the courage to look at what it might be because of the implications of what it could involve personally. Courage to do this has come through the change of your attitude. The magnitude of the implication of what the planners of this situation are capable of doing to your personal future and that of family and friends has allowed your desire to know to overwhelm your reluctance. This then leads to the necessity of considering this larger implication for the planet and its inhabitants as a whole. This process has brought you to the point of looking directly into the face of truth. Unfortunately, it is not some religious or esoteric concept that is the truth that will set you free, but what it has been your desire to avoid at all cost. What you must understand is that this truth is about a situation that could end your earthly experience in extremely unpleasant circumstances and places your eternal existence in jeopardy. The stakes are extremely high, and the circumstances are dire indeed. The forces behind this push for a great reset are transhumanists. They are also extremely psychopathic. They want to merge silicon and carbon, man with machine, and this has been openly spoken about for a long time.
Everything will be digitalized, which can be digitalized.
Failure to look at the information does not make it go away. I think the DNA modifying vaccines are likely an integral part of this. The Great Reset is about streamlining this control structure into a completely digitalized system of technocracy, an idea that was first proposed in the early 1930s. Now, the technology has evolved to the point where their goals are attainable, if we allow it. Ultimately, I believe their plan is to trap the human essence into a digital hive mind matrix. Over a century ago, Rudolf Steiner wrote, "In the future, we will eliminate the soul with medicine. Under the pretext of a healthy point of view, there will be a vaccine by which the human body will be treated as soon as possible directly at birth so that the human being cannot develop the thought of the existence of soul and spirit. Two materialistic doctors will be entrusted the task of removing the soul of humanity. As today, people are vaccinated against this disease or that disease, so in the future, children will be vaccinated with a substance that can be produced precisely in such a way that people, thanks to this vaccination, will be immune to being subjected to the madness of spiritual life. He would be extremely smart, but he would not develop a conscience, and that is the true goal of some materialistic circles. With such a vaccine, you can easily make the etheric body loose in the physical body. Once the etheric body is detached, the relationship between the universe and the etheric body would become extremely unstable, and man would become an automaton, for the physical body of man must be polished on this earth by spiritual will. So, the vaccine becomes a kind of Aramaic force. Man can no longer get rid of a given materialistic feeling. He becomes materialistic of constitution and can no longer rise to the spiritual. DNA is a storehouse of information, a living library encoded with the very fabric of existence. Could one of the agendas behind the vaccine be to rearrange the DNA in such a way to cut us off from our very connection, as Steiner suggested? When you understand the level of psychopathy and evil that we are dealing with, I think that scenario is very plausible. I've been convinced for a long time that the forces behind the consortium and its willing little servants is not at all human. This is the brief calm before the storm. As we can see, mass hysteria grips the consciousness of frighteningly high numbers of people, and I would suggest that it's crucial to let fear fall by the wayside as we prepare for the days ahead. I also feel that it's crucial to not allow all of this to rob you of your joy as you discover the magnitude of the situation we are currently mired within. Remember to appreciate the beauty in your life, to strike a balance between the ugly truth and the magnificence that surrounds you and lies within you. We can persevere. We will persevere. Another suggestion I would give is to turn off the television and leave it off. That one-eyed sorcerer is a deliverer of mind control. Pretending that something does not exist seems to be the strategy for those caught within perceptual prison paradigms. If we wish to create something new and put an end to this tyranny once and for all, then that attitude needs to be done away with. Ignoring an ugly truth does not make it untrue and merely blocks us from accepting it and then shifting the consciousness towards creating solutions.